It's Tuesday, July 22nd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, U.S. stock indexes inched their way up to more records on Monday to kick off a week full of profit updates from big U.S. companies. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% and squeaked past its prior all-time high set last Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged down by 19 points, or less than 0.1%, while the NASDAQ Composite added 0.4% to its own record. In the bond market, Treasury yields eased, while the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.38% from 4.44% late Friday. Verizon Communications helped lead the way and rose 4%. The telecom giant reported a stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts expected, along with higher revenue than forecast. Following the better-than-expected performance, Verizon raised its forecasts for profit and other financial measures for the full year. In other news, a man whose 9-year-old daughter was found dead in a wooded pond after he reported that she had been abducted while they were vacationing in upstate New York was charged Monday with murder. Luciano Fratolin, 45, of Montreal, is charged with murdering and concealing the corpse of his daughter, Melina Fratolin, according to New York State Police. A not guilty plea was entered on his behalf at his arraignment Monday, according to court officials. The suspect called 911 Saturday night and later told authorities his daughter had been abducted from a parking lot near Lake George, a resort town in the Adirondack region, authorities said. That led officials to issue an Amber Alert overnight to enlist the public's help in finding her. Authorities said there were inconsistencies in the father's account and that they concluded that there was no evidence she had been taken. Forest rangers found the girl's body on Sunday afternoon in the shallows of a pond about 30 miles north of Lake George in Ticonderoga, authorities said. The criminal complaint has said the suspect concealed her body under a log. Around the world, hundreds of students protested near the site of the crash of a Bangladesh Air Force training jet into a school in the nation's capital, demanding accountability, compensation for victims' families, and the halt of training flights. The death toll from the crash rose to 31 on Tuesday, including at least 25 students, a teacher who died from burn injuries she sustained while helping them get out of the burning building, and the pilot of the training aircraft. Firefighters further secured the site in Dhaka's densely populated Uttara neighborhood while the military launched an investigation. The country's Civil Aviation Authority was not involved in the investigation directly. Bangladesh declared Tuesday a day of national mourning, with the flags flying at half-staff across the country. Monday's crash at the Milestone School and College caused a fire that gutted the two-story school building. Officials said 171 people, mostly students and many with burns, were rescued and carried away in helicopters, ambulances, motorized rickshaws, and in the arms of firefighters and parents. Back in the U.S., President Trump plans to host Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on Tuesday at the White House, as the two countries are seeking closer security and economic ties in the face of shifting geopolitics in the Indo-Pacific region. Marcos, who met Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Monday, is set to become the first Southeast Asian leader to hold talks with Mr. Trump in his second term. Marcos's 3-day visit shows the importance of the alliance between the treaty partners at a time when China is increasingly assertive in the South China Sea, where Manila and Beijing have clashed over the hotly contested Scarborough Shoal. Washington sees Beijing, the world's number 2 economy, as its biggest competitor, and consecutive presidential administrations have sought to shift U.S. military and economic focus to the Asia-Pacific in a bid to counter China. Tariffs also are expected to be on the agenda. Mr. Trump has threatened to impose 20% tariffs on Filipino goods on August 1st, unless the two sides can strike a deal. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.